Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
When you think of the ACC, I believe most people in the audience, and I say most because I don't want to categorize everyone together, I believe most people think of Clemson when they think of the ACC. 21 championships, Florida State right behind them, though, at 16 championships. And then behind that, you've got to look all the way down to 9 to find Maryland.
So, oh, I thought you were going to make me guess.
No, it's a big drop-off. Yep, Maryland with 9 ACC championships. Last one was 2001. So the question is, for the ACC, Clemson did a heck of a job from 2015 to 2022. They won every ACC championship besides one. The 2021 championship where Pittsburgh won it, and that was their first one in a very, very long time. They did not see the ACC championship. Clemson then went on to defeat North Carolina the very next year and get back on track. And as we know, Diesel, Florida State defeated the regular season runner-up Louisville last year in the ACC championship. So I asked a question to you as well as our Tolos who can text into the show, 71307. Start your text with the word fan. Phone lines are open as well, 844-FAN-PHONE. That's 844-326-3663. Are we about to see a shift of the ownership and the ACC, while this conference is still a conference for the time being, right, because Clemson and Florida State are going to be in it for another 2 years for sure, are we going to see a team other than Clemson own this conference, Diesel? If the conference stays around for another, let's say, 10 years, just for kicks and giggles, or are you going to play the side of, no, Clemson's not going anywhere, that's still their conference?
Well, I can tell you, and I can tell Madcraft to his face, that Miami will never own this conference because Miami currently has fewer ACC championships than South Carolina does.
Oh, man. Yeah. You had to go there.
Zero for Louisville, zero for Boston College, for Syracuse, for Notre Dame, and a big fat goose egg for Miami. South Carolina has an ACC title. And the we're back year after year, Miami Hurricanes ain't got none.
That's embarrassing.
You turn that U, you just kind of bring the tips together.
Oh, gosh.
And it gives you a big
bring
fat
the
O.
Bring the what together?
The tips.
Oh, okay.
You got to touch the tips, the fingertips.
If you're a Miami fan, you can say South Carolina has more ACC champions. That is rough, man. You went for the jugular there on those. I don't know how many Hurricane fans besides Madcraft we have listening.
Zach Brown's a Hurricane fan. Hurricane Jeff is a Hurricane fan.
Really?
So we got minimum three.
We got three at least. We've got three at least. I'm surprised. I don't think I know anyone personally that is.
They'll start multiplying once they can figure out what hole to stick it in.
Oh, God. Talk about me going dark. You went a lot more rated R than I went there. So back to the question. Clemson, in my opinion, Diesel's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Florida State, while they are very good, they were very, very good last year, I don't think that Florida State's going to take the conference by storm the way that Clemson did, winning 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight, and then 7 out of 8.
JD, sorry, I got distracted by JD's question here. He says, where would South Carolina be if Clemson had gone to the SEC and South Carolina had stayed in the ACC? We'd probably still be stuck. Yeah, you probably would be. One of the best things about being an elite-level program, the way Clemson and Florida State have been, because they are by far the class of this conference. You go down to NC State, as current members go, it's a drop-off from 16 for Florida State to 7 for NC State. The class of a conference, programs like that that have a tradition and a history of winning, they can fall off for 2, 3, 4, 5 years tops, right? and then they're making the changes they need to make to get back. Other programs don't know what changes they need to make to get back to championship pedigree because they don't know what the hell championship pedigree
is. Never been there.
Right. So these are the programs who don't tolerate crappy OCs. These are the programs that don't tolerate head coaches and keep them around three or four more years than they're supposed to because they say, well, who can we get that's better, right? So if the trend continues and Clemson doesn't win an ACC championship this year, bet your ass that Clemson fans will finally wake the hell up and start demanding a change in that program. They're not going to go 2, 3, 4, 5 years without a conference championship. They are not. And if ultimately, and I'm not saying it's this year, don't anyone try to put words in my mouth, but if we're talking 2027, 2028, Clemson has not won another ACC championship game, assuming they're all still in the same conference. Leadership's going to have to make a change. Dabo Swinney be out on his ass. And he would probably tell you the exact same thing. He'd say, I deserve to be fired if I can't win championships at Clemson with what we have, with the facilities that we have, with the tradition that we have.
No, the reality of it is that's the bare minimum. You know, that's the bare minimum, Diesel, for Clemson and for Dabo Swinney is to win the ACC.
Yeah.
You should expect to win the ACC every year. Now, to your point, if that doesn't happen, obviously – not only reality is going to change, but national perspective, which is already tarnished a little bit. Mm-hmm. I hear about it more and more every day.
Feinbaum taking shots again.
Well, I'll tell you, give you a great example. This morning, I was doing a radio hit on a radio station in Florida on the Panhandle about ACC Media Days. And the guys there, obviously, on in Florida Radio, Diesel, were talking about that. Asked me about that. The public perception of Dabo. And what happens if this continues? Because I don't think that we realize being in a local market, I don't think we realize that the public perception of Dabo is not as – people aren't as high on him as they were 5, 6 years ago.
Sure.
Because of – I mean, the guys in Florida this morning asking me about Dabo's inability. It's not just us. So when we get text messages on the text line, people mad at us because we're talking about Dabo's inability to adapt to the portal, people all across the country – are talking about it.
So we're just ahead of the curve.
Yeah, it's reality.
Some of y'all are living with your heads in the sand like an ostrich.
It's reality. 432 on the text line says ACC won't be around long enough for teams who weren't originals with a good history to overtake Clemson. And yeah, I mean, not wrong. You're not wrong, Texter. And again, in this scenario that I brought up, I'm just pretending like the ACC does stick around another 10, 15, 20 years. I don't know that it does, but I'm just saying hypothetical question. We're pretending that the ACC is around 10, 15, 20 years from now. And if that were the case, who would run the conference? 327 says, it's hilarious that Kiffin has never won a conference title or national title, yet he's a treasure. Dabo fails to win one consecutive and he's trash.
Well, Texter says who to both of those statements. So those are two different things that you just said. Kiffin has never won a conference title or national title, and yet he's a treasure. Says who? Who said that? Who said that and when did we say it? Did either of us say it? And then he says, Dabo fails to win one consecutively and he's trash. Who said that? Did either of us just say that Dabo Swinney, because he did not win the conference championship last year, is trash?
No.
No, neither one of us said that.
But
what I said, Texter, was 3, 4, 5 years from now, if he hasn't won another one, a change has to be made.
And that's true.
I mean, so don't go putting words in our mouths.
No, nobody said he was trash. Me and Diesel, again, not to put words in Diesel's mouth, I think both of us would agree that Dabo is one of the best coaches in the country right now. Even with his inability to adapt, he's still, in my opinion, he's still one of the best coaches in the country. However, we're just saying hypothetically in the future if he doesn't adapt. And Kiffin's a treasure because of what Kiffin says to me. Yeah, I'll say he's a treasure. I have no problem. It's not because of what he's done on the field. You and I talked about Kiffin a week ago, Diesel, in terms of it's kind of put up or shut up for Lane Kiffin this season at Ole Miss. We're not ever saying Kiffin's a treasure because, oh, he's done this on the field or done that. He's a funny guy. He goes at Paul Feinbaum, right? And we love him for that. I know that he is not anywhere he's not anywhere close to what Dabo Swinney's done, in my opinion.
And to that texter's point, Dabo Swinney is still one of the best coaches in the country. But Dabo Swinney does not have the best talent in the country anymore. He does not have the talent that compete and win against the best teams in the country anymore.
Yeah.
His ability to coach has not changed.
Sure.
And we haven't questioned his ability to coach. We have questioned his ability and his willingness to go do what it takes to get players in the modern age of college football. That is certainly part of coaching. That is part of what talent acquisition.
It is.
Is part of what a head coach does. Head coaches usually don't do all of the recruiting. Like, right, you have recruiting coordinators, you have position coaches. They're the ones who go out and recruit talent. Like, running backs coaches go out and recruit running backs. If it's a best of the best in the country, top five recruit, Dabo Swinney will get involved, right? Because that may be the thing that ultimately puts this decision in Clemson's pocket.
Well, T-Swizzle's right on the stream, in my opinion. T-Swizzle says, you got to stay on top, though. If you want to be the man, Texter, going back to you, Dabo Swinney built this program at Clemson. He built the success, and along with that, he also built expectations, right? So you build the expectations. Don't be upset because the fans now want you to live up to those expectations that you built. So it's a double-edged sword. Being successful, coaches will tell you time after time that getting to the top, Diesel, is not the hard part. The hard part, stay in there. Because we've seen it over college football. People can read. Ed Orgeron, great example. He was there not even 5 years ago, right?
Once you're at the top, people can now study what you've done to get there. And they can study and look at what makes you great and then game plan against that and try to beat that, right? That's the difference between being the hunter and the hunted. People now know exactly what you are. You're under a microscope. You've got more people looking into your program than ever before. And so that's why it's so hard. You got to then be able to innovate. Now, remember when we were talking about Dabo Swinney keeping elite coordinators around him, keeping the Brent Venables and the Tony Elliotts and those guys, keeping those guys around for a long time. And we, at the time, thought it was brilliant, right? It's like we've seen all of this changeover in all these schools, and we've seen them have a hard time keeping their offensive production up year after year after year. Well, that's tough because it's hard to replace the best with another version of the best. Nick Saban could do it because he's Nick Saban, right? And he is the GOAT when it came to replacing talent.
And I would even argue that Dabo did a better job of keeping talent on his staff than Saban did. And that's not Saban's fault.
But eventually it gets stale.
It does.
Eventually it gets stale.
And look, in my opinion, last thing I'll say, Dabo kept talent at Clemson in terms of coaching staff longer than I thought he would.
Sure.
I didn't think Brent Venables would stay there as long as he did. You know, Tony Elliott, the grass isn't always greener, right? Look at Tony Elliott now. Not always greener.
Sure.
So, you know, I think he did a good job of keeping who he had.
There's two very distinct ways of looking at it. You could take the Dabo Swinney method of keeping elite coordinators around you, hoping that they innovate by being innovative individuals, right?
Yeah.
So you still keep Brent Venables around, but Brent Venables is really good at innovating and coming up with something new. Or you take the Nick Saban approach, where it was a revolving door of elite-level coordinators, both on the offensive and defensive side. But guess what? Bringing in the best of the best, he was also able to bring in a whole new set of experiences and ideas coming in from those guys, and he was able to change what Alabama did year in and year out to stay ahead of the curve.
He was, and it's fascinating to see those guys that left again. There's another curve when you leave. And Tony Elliott, man, I like Tony Elliott, but he's experiencing that firsthand.
Looking forward to getting a chance checking in maybe a little bit later on in the show, if off air or on air, with Rob Brown, who spent day number two at ACC Media Days in Charlotte there at the Hilton Uptown Hotel. I'll be there tomorrow, unfortunately, riding solo because my man Cole Bryson is going to be back here in the network studios.
Somebody's got to do the work.
Yeah, somebody's got to run the board. When we come back, we'll take a look around the college sports world, around the pro sports world, and even the international sports world for our Daily Wires. That's coming up next right here on The Fan Upstate.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.